It's always good to see the children. You know, you're very precious. You're prayed for often. And sadly, we live in an age when a lot of parents don't see the need to bring their children to church or to introduce them to God or see the need of God. So it's a tremendous privilege for you to have parents that see the importance of that. And it's lovely to have you here. And when I speak to you, I always tell you to turn to the Word of God because I want to encourage you to see the importance of the Bible. And so I want you to turn to Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 21. So right down to the very end of the Bible. I want to read verse 4. In fact, I want to read it through twice. And I'm going to tell you something over the next few weeks, which I pray will make you remember this verse for as long as you live. I'm going to tell you about three places of which the Bible says a great deal. And boys and girls, it matters little what we know about some places, but it matters much what we know about these places that I'm going to speak to you about over the next few weeks. So let us read verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Let us read it again. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Now, boys and girls, the first place that I want to speak to you about is a place of many tears. And what is this place? Well, boys and girls, it's the world in which you and I live. Now this world in which we live isn't all tears. It is a beautiful world, isn't it? And it's full of pleasant things. The sun shining day by day, stars twinkling at night, the green hills and mountains pointing up to heaven, the rolling sea that ebbs and flows, the broad, quiet lakes, the rushing restlessness of rivers. The flowers will soon be blooming in spring. The fields will be full of grain as we head into autumn. The birds will be singing in the sky. It won't be too long, in another few weeks, we'll be wakening up to that wonderful dawn chorus when we hear the birds singing. Lambs in a few weeks will be playing in the fields. Last night there was a snowfall. It's cleared this morning, but the place was beautifully white, and just changes everything. You know, this world in which we live in, boys and girls, there are so many beautiful things, and you can look at them sometimes for hours. You can look at a sunset or a sunrise and just be captivated by it. Boys and girls, what a beautiful world it is. But it is still a world where there's a great deal of crying. It's a world where there are many tears. You know, there was crying in Bible times. Hagar wept when she thought Ishmael was dying. Abraham wept when his wife Sarah died. Joseph wept when his brothers sold him into Egypt. David wept when his son Absalom was killed in battle, as did the people of Jerusalem weep when good King Josiah was slain in battle. There was weeping at Bethlehem when Herod killed all the little children who were under 2 years old. These things and many like them you will find in the Bible. There is crying in the world. Little babies cry when they want something or they feel pain. Boys and girls cry when they're hurt or frightened. Grown-ups will cry, you know, when they're in trouble or they see those whom they love die. In short, boys and girls, wherever there is sorrow and pain, there is crying. And perhaps you've seen, you know, graveyards. Maybe you've walked through graveyards or past graveyards, and you've been told that when people die, they are buried there. And some of those graves, boys and girls, and this is very solemn, this is very serious, some of those graves and those graveyards are little graves. They're shorter than you are. And so you remember when those graves were made and those little coffins were lowered into that grave, there was crying. There was many tears. Now, children, did you ever think where all this crying came from? Did you ever think where crying first began? Did you ever hear how weeping and tears came into the world? And boys and girls, God did not make crying. Listen to this. Everything that God made at the beginning was very good. It was perfect. And I can tell you how crying began. Boys and girls, crying began because sin came into the world. Sin is the cause of all weeping and tears and sorrow and pain which are upon the earth. All crying began when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruits and became sinners. You see, boys and girls, it was sin that brought pain into the world, sickness into the world, death into the world. It was sin that brought into this world selfishness and lying and unkindness and quarreling and stealing and fighting. Boys and girls, if there had been no wickedness, there would have been no weeping. If there would be no sin, there would be no crying. And so, children, do you see how much you ought to hate sin? All the unhappiness in the world came from sin. You know, how strange it is that anyone can take pleasure in sin. Now, boys and girls, don't let that be the case with you. Watch against it, fight against it, avoid it. Do not listen to it. Take the advice of the Apostle Paul, who said, hate that which is evil. Take the advice of King Solomon, who said, when sinners entice you, when people try to encourage you to do wrong, he says, don't consent, don't do it. Say to yourself every morning, sin caused crying, and so I will hate sin. Now, do you see how foolish it is to expect perfect happiness in this world? It's expecting what you will not find. This place, this world, is a place of many tears, where things do not always go well because of sin. You cannot get through this world without troubles and cares. There are no roses without thorns. There are no years without dark and rainy days. There is no living on earth without crying and tears. Boys and girls, this is a place of many tears. Now, next week, I will speak to you about the second place about which I promised to tell you something. But for now, I want you to remember this first place, a place of many tears. It's not all tears, as I said at the beginning of this talk. It's not all tears. There's so many beautiful things in this world. But it's a place of many tears. A place of many tears because of sin. And that is why Christ Jesus came into the world to deal with the sin problem.